Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, it is a blessed privilege visiting with you on the program of Light for the Pathway. It is indeed the Word of God that God has given to us. We have the mind of God in our hands when we hold the Bible. We know what God thinks about things, and we should not try to change God's mind. But many times people do. They read things and they don't like what God has to say, and they will skip over what the Lord has to say. I'm reminded of a friend of mine years ago who said that his mother did not like the book of James, and so she just didn't like it. She just rejected it completely. It deals with the matter of one who has faith, and by his faith he has works to show that he does have faith. If a person doesn't do any works to show that he has faith, and the Lord rejects that person's testimony as being one who is saved. But working does not produce salvation. We show that we have salvation by the works that we do. Well, in these scriptures, I see another one of God's combinations that has been a real blessing to me, and it caused me to stop and think as I was reading Psalm 143:12. Notice what's in this verse. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Now, in this verse, notice the number of things that are mentioned. Mercy, cut off the enemies, destroy them that afflict my soul, and the fact that I am his servant. Now, those who know the Lord are kept by the power of God. We are delivered from the enemy. We are delivered from those who hate God. The Lord will take care of us. Now, from whom will he take care of us? From whom or before whom are we secure, and in whom we're in secure in him? He protects us from the devil, from the wicked one. There is none like unto the Lord, for he protects and he keeps us at all times. And therefore, when he deals with the enemy, he is going to say to the enemy that he can cut them off. Now, there are people who will set out to cause confusion to and for the Christian. But the Christian is able to go to the Lord and to talk to the Lord about these matters. Now, there is indeed an imprecatory psalm. The psalmist in this particular psalm, notice there are several things that he says in verse 7. Hear me, verse 8, Psalm 143, 7. Hear me, Psalm 143, 8. Cause me, Psalm 143, 9. Deliver me, Psalm 143, 10. Teach me, Psalm 143, 11. Quicken me, and then to finally finish up, and thy mercy, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies. Now, we can ask the Lord to cut off our enemies. But, you know, I want you to not to be quick to make that prayer. You look at all of the prayers that are prayed in the scriptures, and you compare the number of times that the psalmist asks for help as opposed to the number of times he asks the Lord to cut off his enemies. Usually, the person who is not spiritually mature will be one who is quick to ask the Lord to cut off his enemies. Now, the one who is spiritually mature will be quick to ask the Lord to help him to learn from these episodes and these trials, and that the Lord shall be honored and glorified. And so ask yourself, what is your spiritual condition, based upon how you view those who cause problems and difficulties in your life? Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for the day, this opportunity, for this radio program, for Thy people. Bless each one, and I pray for the anointing of the Spirit of God to be upon me to minister this hour, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, let's continue now in the gospel according to in the book of Genesis in chapter 5 now. And in this book, we find the genealogy of God's, the people the Lord has made. And it starts like that in verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, again, there is no question, God created man. Now, if you go to any other conclusion, if you draw any other conclusion from this than what is, if you draw any other conclusion than this, rather, you are disputing with God. And remember at the beginning of the program, I said when we hold the Bible, we have God's mind about things. We have God's record of how he has done things. And to come up with any other conclusion than that which God himself has revealed to us, you are saying you are challenging the mind of God. Now, you will be long gone from the courtroom when the verdict is read. And you do not have the power, you do not have the power to extend your life one nanosecond. A nanosecond is a second divided into thousands of pieces, thousands of parts. Maybe a million, I don't remember how many parts, a million parts or so. You don't have that power to extend your life that long, and you're going to challenge God, and you're going to rely on the scholars who dispute what God has said. Notice the scriptures say, this is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. God didn't make man in the likeness of animals, or in the likeness of creatures, or in the likeness of created things. God made man in his image. Now look at yourself. You have problems with the way God made you? God said he made you in his image. And that means he thinks highly of you. He thinks highly of his work. Satan thinks a lot of you and of the work of God. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be bothering you so much with so many thoughts, so many temptations, so many trials. He wouldn't be bothering you if he didn't think you were precious and dear. That's a testimony. The very fact that you are troubled by Satan indicates that you mean much to God, that you are precious to God, that God made you in his image. Now notice number two in verse number two. Second thing, third thing. God made male and female. He did not make male to become female or female to become male. He made them male and female, created he them. And to say that you are a male who was born a female, you're calling God a lie. Now there are things that we find in life, and they God made male and female. And if you find someone that is not like the Lord would have them to be, don't say that that's God's standard. Say that that is the record, the fact that sin is in the world. Anytime we find people who don't think right, what do we say? It's evidence that sin is in the world. Anytime we find things that are depraved, that's an evidence and that's a mark that sin is in the world. And so when you find a man who acts like a woman or a woman who acts like a man, you have found the fact that sin is in the world and these people are bearing the mark of sin. And there is hope for a person who is a sinner. Christ Jesus came to save, seeking to save that which was lost. He came to save sinners. And so if you are a sinner, you can be helped. There is hope for you. You can be helped if you are a sinner. If you dispute the fact that you are a sinner, then you are denying the help that God has for you. So repent of your sin. Ask God to forgive you for your sin. Accept the remedy of sin, and that is Christ Jesus, and you will be forgiven for your sin. God made man, he made woman. He made a man to be a man, he made a woman to be a woman. And you do not become one or the other by a surgeon's knife. You remain a man you remain a woman, or else you live a lie. You go to your secular psychologist and you get them to tell you something, and you believe their lie, and you live a lie, and you face God in your sin, and you'll have to confess to God that you are a liar, you swallowed a lie, and that you are in sin. Now, you don't want to face God like that. You have no hope like that. And people are constantly, what they do, they get upset with a preacher who preaches the truth, and they say, what we are going to do is shut the radio off. Well, you still haven't done anything with the truth, but just silence the truth as far as it's reaching your ears. But the truth is still there. Preacher's just echoing, just reciting, just stating what God has said. And you can even silence this preacher, but you won't stop the truth. You won't remove this fact. You can't go back and get in on the ground level of God's revelation to us. God revealed to us that man is man and woman is woman. He created them male and female. And notice what he did when he created them. He blessed them. He did not curse them. He blessed them. And he called them their name Adam. He called their name Adam. You ever wonder why the woman gets the man's last name? God called their name. He called male and female Adam. When you find some who will say, I don't want to have my husband's name, or I'm going to hyphenate my husband's name, say, preacher, you're meddling right there. That's a personal thing between a man and his wife. Well, I'm just saying, now, if you want to be Bible about this thing, if you want to do it biblically, then you must be willing to see God called their name. He didn't call them Eve hyphen Adam. He called them Adam. In the day that they were created. So when man and woman become one, they become one, and the woman carries the man's name. And let's go on to verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image. Now the Lord labors that point, that the man begat a son in his own image, after his own likeness. Now, this was not that he was evolving into something different and coming forth as something that appeared to be different. He was in the same image and in the likeness of the man whom God had made, and God called his name Seth. Adam called his name Seth. The Lord is the one who made this to happen, and Adam is obeying the Lord when he is following the Lord in this matter. And in the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. So here is a man who lives quite a long time. He lives nearly 1,000 years, just 70 years short of 1,000 years. And he was made to live forever. But because of sin, his life was shortened. And because of sin, life is shortened. When the righteous are blessed with an extended life, you say, but I know some righteous people that died young. Well, had they not been righteous, they wouldn't have lived as long as they did. Now, Father, we ask for your blessings upon the message. We pray, blessed Holy Spirit, use this message to convict sinners, reclaim backsliders, glorify your name, and help us to be obedient for Christ's sake. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.